From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's allergy season. You probably don't have to look much farther than the hood of your car to see the pollen buildup to know that's the case. And for a lot of folks in the Northern Hemisphere, this means a runny nose, coughing, and sneezing. But even if you don't think you have allergies, it is worth being aware. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 25% of adults and around 20% of kids have seasonal allergies. And because allergy season is starting earlier and lasting longer, then we are also experiencing allergies for a longer period of time during the year. With all the changes affecting allergy season, it's good to confirm what symptoms are associated with seasonal allergies and how to find out if you have allergies to pollen. Questions like, are there other substances that can cause seasonal allergies? Can some people have more of a reaction than others? How should people treat their allergies? And what's the difference between allergies and viruses, since, well, those symptoms can overlap occasionally? Well, to answer those questions, emergency physician and adjunct associate professor at George Washington University, Dr. Lena Wen, says that seasonal allergies, also called allergic rhinitis or hay fever, occur when your immune system reacts to something in the environment, such as pollen from plants. Symptoms include runny or stuffy nose, sneezing, coughing, and itching in the nose, throat, eyes, and mouth. Generally, allergies follow a seasonal pattern and flare up at certain times of the year. The symptoms tend to persist for at least a week. People often have similar symptoms when seasonal allergies strike. Itchiness in the nose and throat and red, watery eyes are usually more indicative of allergies than colds. Colds, on the other hand, are generally shorter lasting. They tend to be more common in the winter than in fall or spring when allergies tend to peak. Seasonal allergies do not cause a fever. So, if you have a fever, it is unlikely to be an allergy. Seasonal allergies also tend not to cause a wet cough or body aches or fatigue. The common pollens that cause allergies come from trees, grasses, and weeds. In addition to pollens, molds can also trigger seasonal allergies in some people. And to check out which allergies maybe affect you the most, skin and blood tests can be used to diagnose different sorts of allergies, like mold allergies. People allergic to dust are actually allergic to dust mites, which are tiny organisms that feed on house dust and air moisture. They are a very common type of indoor allergen and can trigger symptoms year-round. Several treatments can help alleviate the symptoms of seasonal allergies. Common treatments include antihistamine pills that block histamine, a chemical the immune system releases that can cause a variety of symptoms like itching. Also, nasal corticosteroids, which are sprays that can help with stuffiness. Now, some of these medications are available over the counter, and others are available only by prescription. For instance, Benadryl is an over-the-counter antihistamine that can help relieve some allergy symptoms, but it can also cause drowsiness. Other antihistamines do not lead to as much drowsiness and may be better options for you. There are over-the-counter nasal decongestants like Sudafed that may be good for relieving temporary nasal congestion, but they may interact with certain medications and should not be used long-term. Some individuals may benefit from allergy shots. These can be good options for people whose symptoms are not controlled by pills or allergy avoidance alone, and for people who have especially severe allergic reactions. A specialist in allergy and immunology can advise on whether allergy shots are the right course of treatment for each individual patient. As for non-medical treatment, it is important to reduce exposure to the allergen. If the issue is seasonal allergies due to pollen, Well, pay attention to pollen counts, close the windows, and reduce your time outdoors during peak pollen season. If dust mites are the problem, remove clutter and items that collect dust in your home. Wash your sheets, pillowcases, and blankets at least once a week. There are many online resources for reducing allergens in your home that can help to decrease the impact of seasonal allergies. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from AccuWeather.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.